Blog Talk Radio. This is our watching meeting. I went to Faz Mary Film. We had about 500 people there, Dr. Coleman. Yeah, we had about 500 people there, and we talked about her working with Mount Sinai Baptist Church, working with Mama Anna. And Janice got up and spoke, and she shut the house up.
Okay.
Yeah, Doc. You know, this is watching me tonight, and I told him I was bringing Dr. Coleman on, the pastor of Mount Sinai Church, and also Reverend Cliff and one of Cliff and the young men he started out, and Dr. Phil Franklin in Detroit. I know we in for a good prayer service and good talks. I just want you to come in, and this is our watching me tonight. And we started at 10:30, and we go off at 1:20. I don't know that, but we gonna watch the old year out, preach the old year out, and the new year in. And I got up and spoke. I told them that next year in 2023, we're talking about reparation. We're talking about canceling out the old stuff and bring in new stuff. And you're a senior pastor of the Mount Sinai Baptist Church. You've been there about 40 years, right?
That's
right. So I know that you done been all over the country and the world. And I know your church got burnt down because of the movement.
Became Junior Movement.
Yeah. I know that Dr. A.I. Dunlap and Reverend Sardin, I haven't forgot them, worked along, right along with you.
That's right, Dr. Hatchett.
Yeah, Dr. Hatchett. And, and also Herman and Shelton, that's been in the movement.
Right.
And I know that your church is in Englewood, and one of the great churches, the other church burned down. The church name burnt down a what's the name of that church that burnt down? Shot was it?
Antioch
burnt down, but you know Antioch has been there a long time. But you just been there as long as Antioch.
That's right. Just been down your hip down a little bit too.
Yeah. So you one of the senior pastor Englewood community in Chicago.
That's right.
I've been there 40 to 50 years, along with helping people. I remember you had a big feeding program, job program. And I want to ask you, Dr. Coleman, what you think our young folks going to be doing? You know, what you feel about these young folks that we got going on now? Seems like they ain't interested.
They think nobody love them no more. It's from God, and they don't know nothing about it. Going out, trying to make a decent living, but some old people been told them to just take a car, they take it from the old people, you know.
Thing is, going into 2023, it's got to be some changes with the killings and the shootings that's going on across our city, not across, across the nation.
Go on. Well, the Bible is right. In this city, the world is weaker and wiser. Our children, their dead have ate sour grapes and put their children teeth on edge. Children against, they don't have no respect for their mother, or they killing their father and their mother. The Bible is right, that they're weaker and wiser. And I don't know, it's going to take the Lord to deal with this. Man can't handle it. Lord got to deal with it. I can remember the time that on a night like this, in New Year's night, I'd be on my way to church. I'd see young ladies running to catch the bus with their robe on their arm, getting ready to sing praises tonight, all night long. I remember that. Pulpit loaded with preachers. Every preacher that is a member of that church have a chance to do his little bit that night. He don't have another night. He can preach that New Year's night in. Hallelujah. God gets good anyhow, man. Anyhow. Through all of this stuff, he's still good. I guess all in you, two precious young people, one switch off. And somehow they shot it out with each other. Two of them dead, didn't make it to 2003. They didn't make it. So they gone in, got prayed for that family. And Marie with family, you know.
Well, I would say this, Dr. Cole, as you've been here long, a senior, we just lost the senior pope. We lost the news lady. But what I want to say tonight to you, that being the senior pastor, I would say the senior pastor of Chicago. You're one of the oldest pastors in Chicago.
Yes,
you have seen it all. Dr. Martin Luther King, Richard Daley, Harold Washington, the political scene. Your church opened up for Harold Washington. You were the first to endorse Harold Washington, the first black mayor of Chicago. With your wisdom and your knowledge, I just feel the people need to hear from you. I mean, I just feel that we just got started. We started at 10:30. We ain't going off to about 1:20. I want you to preach the whole year out and come back and preach the new year in. I just feel blessed to have a man of this wisdom. You know, the march in Marquette Park, you open your church up. And I can't think about your members, Mother Annie Bacon, and all the young men that have come through your church. And working with Dr. Clay Evans. And if there's any name in Chicago, even Dr. King, which that Dr. David Coleman was one of the leading preachers in this country that did something for Chicago. But our young folks don't know the black leadership we had and the unity we had in Chicago. We got to get back to that old landmark.
Yeah, I wish we could get back with it. But I think the drugs are taking over. They don't know the Lord no more. The children, the daddy done ate sour grapes and put their children's teeth on edge. There's no more praying in the house. Mothers is little bitty mother. A mother, a woman 30 years old is a grandmama. There ain't no training in that house. Little bitty girls now, 12, 13 is mothers, you know.
And they took prayer out of school.
Yeah, taking prayer out of school and put dope in it. Now, they happy with that. When they had prayer in school, there wasn't all this going on.
Killing going on.
All this killing going on. You didn't hear about that. Well, they put the devil in there so they see what happened to them.
Well, Dr. Coleman, I'm glad to have you tonight as our senior pastor. And I want you to bring us a short message and give one of them good songs and just have your way. All right. And preach and just do your thing. We got people, right. We got 100 people listening in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. I got two out of Texas and some in Atlanta. So I'm bringing to you Dr. David Coleman, the founding pastor of Mount Sinai Baptist Church in Chicago, a civil rights leader, a human rights leader, and one of the leading pastors over in Inglewood, right here in Inglewood, Chicago. Okay, Dr. Coleman, take it away.
A lot of us ain't gonna make it. But oh Lord,
Message, and I want to tell you, you ain't lost now, bite. Looks like you done got stronger. I want to say this. You know, Moses was 80 years old when he left Egypt. It took him another 80 years to go to Mount Sinai. He was 140 when he got back to tell Pharaoh to let his people go.
Right.
You know, they want to put seniors in old folks' home, but seniors will lead the way. And I just feel that David was old, but David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And he fell on his face and repented. A man after God's own heart. And I want to tell these people tonight, if you repent of your sins, God is quick to heal you, and you can get saved. You can go into 23, healed, saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious Holy Ghost.
Good God.
God is able to take you out of what you in, out of your sin, and bring you into perfect peace. All the dope, all the drugs, all the drinking and the shooting, God is the answer. I was going to have somebody know what I'm talking about. When you get through, God is the answer.
That's right.
And I want to tell you tonight, when we get ready to go into 2023, I want to cancel out everything that happened to you in 22. I want to cancel that out. I don't want you to look good for something bringing you together for 23.
And
the 23rd number Psalm said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If you just can hold on to that one scripture, the whole year of 23, you're going to get blessed. You're going to hit cancer, cataracts, tumors, whatever sickness, if you can hold on.
Yes,
what David said, the Lord is my shepherd. And when he said that, that means that hold on and hold on.
Hold on.
Because joy come in the morning.
I'm going
to tell you, the way to the sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Hold on. It might seem like the devil got you, but hold on and call on God, and I guarantee you, you'll come out on top. God is getting ready to bless you, young man. God is getting ready to bless you financially, economically, and it's a lot of people got breast cancer. I cancel it out. Lots of people got all kinds of, I cancel it out in the name of the Almighty God. I cancel all evil out tonight, and I bring love. For God so loved the world he gave his only begotten blood, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I need somebody to have the faith to know that God will unlock the door. When God unlocked the door, can't nobody close it back.
You,
whatever you're going through tonight, I don't know what it is, but I want you to know, if you just let go, you might want to admit suicide. Husband might left you. Wife left you. You ain't got no money. But let go and let God. As we go in 20 and 23, I see new, exciting things for you. I see breakthrough for you. I see doors open. I know you can't see it, but God has showed it to me that all is well. You can get knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction, and that direction is Jesus. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I just thank God tonight to be in the presence of God and feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Somebody tonight, I feel, got healed in their chest area. Somebody, breast cancer gone. Somebody, cataracts and tumors gone. Somebody, the blind eye could open up. The ear is touching. It's gone. God's word heals. God's word will deliver you right now, man. Woman, right now, all you got to do is plead the blood of Jesus. But that's going to remind me when Jesus will walk on the water. And I think he said, can I come? He said, yeah. And he started walking, but he looked down. Don't look down, look up.
That's right.
Don't look down, look up for the next level. The level of success, healing.
That's right.
It might seem like it's dark, but look up. No, you can walk on water, but you got to look up.
That's right. Keep on looking.
You got to keep looking. Go ahead on, Dr. Cone. Do give another little song and a little sermon net.
This old soul of mine going home one day to live with my God.
Yes.
All of my troubles will soon be over. I'm going to make me a brand new shot. Oh, in the morning.
In the morning.
When I rise.
In the morning.
Yeah, I'm gonna wipe the dust on my feet and wipe the tears from my eyes. Oh, what a day.
Oh, what a day.
Yeah, that'll be when I get home.
That's all right. That's all right.
I got the labor here till my work is done.
Yes.
Till it rains, finally having won. When I'm still fighting on this old battlefield,
yes, yes,
I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield. You said, servant, well done. Oh, this race finally been won. Oh, what a day! I'll
tell you when I get home. Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. I'll be a day when I get home. Yes, sir. Yeah, I
got to
get home Monday.
You know, Doc, you preach, your fears are changed, and that cold is going away. God is doing a healing for you right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
As you speak, your whole voice has changed. Them two songs are different. That'll let you know the healing come by God.
Yeah.
Ain't no medicine in town can heal like Jesus. He got
that's
all
right.
The healing in the hem of his garment.
That's right.
You know, and your favorite song was at the church. I want you to sing that favorite song that you sang every Sunday morning. I know you know it. You sang every Sunday morning. You wouldn't miss a Sunday singing the song.
Well, I have decided to follow Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. That's your, that when I think about you, I think about that song. Tonight, I'm gonna tell y'all before I bring them going back again. You got to make a decision in your life. You you gonna stop drugs. You gonna stop doing wrong, and you have to decide to follow Jesus. When you
decided, to follow Jesus. No turning back. Oh, no, no, no. No turning back. The cross before me.
Yeah.
The world behind me. The cross before me. The world behind me.
Yeah.
The cross before me. The world behind me. No turning back. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. I just can't turn back. That's why I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided, yeah, to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No, 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 no. I just can't turn back. Yes, sir. Just can't turn back, son. Come too far.
I feel, Dr. Coleman, that this hour we got is just now 11:40. Thanks. What you got to say? That won't be long in this new year. Now, if anybody want to testify, just hold on, Dr. Cole. I'm see how many got a testimony.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to see. I'm going down here to Sister Pearl in Detroit.
Yeah.
Sister Pearl, your testimony can go forth. I know somebody has something to say. Sister Pearl Malone.
Giving honor to my Lord and Jesus Christ. I was listening at the pastor singing, and I like to throw my phone through this, through my mirror, because he really touched my heart. And I would like to say that I am glad to see a new year, because I never thought I would make it this far, but God said, I will never leave you or forsaken you. And Lord, I thank him, because there's so many of my people I lost last year. And Lord, I just want to thank you for keeping me here. And I hope my husband is in a safe place. And I finish. Thank God.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to 3920. I want your testimony. See, a lot of stuff happened good for you this year. You got to testify where you can help somebody else. 3920, go ahead on.
Yes, Lord, my testimony is that I had a stroke 2 months ago, and instantly when I got to the hospital, the doctor said they couldn't tell what was going on with me. An hour later, I was healed. I was up walking, talking, and I walked right out the hospital.
Praise. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Ain't that wonderful?
That's yeah.
No secret what God can do. No, ain't no secret what God can do.
Dude, that testimony helped somebody. So you went to the hospital, but when you got there, the angel met you there, and you walked out, and you didn't have to take no medicine, no nothing.
No medicine, no brain injury. MRI was clear. All the tests was turned out pretty good. I'm walking. I don't have any slurred speech, no therapy. God is good. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
She went to the hospital and met Jesus in there. When she walked in the door, that Jesus just got it. The Holy Ghost got on her, and she walked in and walked right on out, God.
That's what God did.
She walked out of there.
Amen. I just thank God for this testimony.
That's right.
God for the testimony that he put down that God has given us.
That's right.
I'm going to 3547. Your testimony, you know, your testimony this year. See, if God had did a lot for people in 2022, but he's going to do greater things in 2023. You on there, 3547, you on. I hear you, but we don't hear you. 3547, you on there.
Yes. Go on, get somebody else up.
We're going to 5350 out of Arkansas. You on there?
In my hometown. In Arkansas town.
5350, you on there? Your testimony. I hear you. 5350 from Arkansas. You on there? That preaching made it happen. You know, that's powerful preaching, brother.
Yes, sir. I don't know who sold it to you. Now, you talk, don't know who it to
you.
Yes, right.
I'm going up to Minnesota right now. 8677, your testimony for the year. You on there. 8647, you on there. You on there.
Boy, you done had me to play it all the folks that got to happen. Don't get far home, guys.
8647, you on there. Okay, let me get to your name. 8138, you on there. Hold on, let me get...
I want to thank Father God for another year. I thank him for everything that he did for me and what he's going to do for me. I thank for everybody that's on the air right now. I thank everybody that's seen this year come and go. Some people didn't even see it come and go. I did. Sister did. Thank God for everything. All right, peace.
Peace.
Thank you.
Bless you, daughter. Bless you.
I'm going back to 8677. You on there? I don't know what's wrong with her phone. Let me go back. I'm going back to Arkansas, 5350 in Arkansas. I know everybody got a testimony going into the year that God had did something for you, and God had opened up doors for you, and God had did something for you. This is Little Rock, Arkansas, Forest City, Arkansas, 5350, Forest City, Arkansas. I'm going back to 3547. Let me see if I get them on. You know, 3547. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, they just cut the phone on, then put it on mute and do something else. That would not happen.
No, I'm
what
happy.
I want to, okay, go ahead on and give your testimony.
I'm thanking God for letting me see another year, 2023. I'm thankful, I'm blessed, because so many of my family went on in 22. So I'm just saying thank you, Jesus, for letting me see another year. And how you doing, Dr. Coleman, Reverend Coleman?
Oh,
this
hi,
is Deborah from Detroit. I'm doing good. I'm thanking God for being here another year.
All right, Deborah from Detroit.
Yes, so many people in my family went in 22. So I'm just saying thank you, Jesus, for keeping me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Reverend Coleman brought a good message. I enjoyed it. The one lady
showed
the phone that I was jumping up and down.
I feel a little bit better now.
Yeah, I mean, your preaching was a bit better. God bless you, baby. Bless you.
Thank you. Bless you, too.
And I want to say to you, Deborah, 23 going to be a blessing for you. And I want to tell you, there's a little something going on with you, but what Rem Coleman putting out now, you can't get it at the drugstore. You can't get it at Walgreens. You can't get it at the hospital. It comes directly from God. Whatever condition you got, God is able to heal it tonight. And some of you don't even understand. You're so caught up, and people caught up running to the hospital. Hospital is full.
Okay. Yeah.
You can't get in the hospital with so many folks because they ain't got no faith, Dr. Coleman. Their faith fell out down. They got to go back to God. When they go back to God, that testimony has, I'm going to Forest City, Arkansas, 5350, you're on there. I don't know what happened to her. So I'm going back to Minnesota. Let me get that back on. Let me go to Minnesota tonight. St. Paul, Minnesota. 8677, you're on there. Your testimony. Well, I got people on, and, you know, we ain't going to tell you because everybody, I just want to thank God for being here. I went to did a girl funeral, and I think this girl was 40 years old.
Good, gracious.
The church house was packed, Dr. Coleman.
Yeah.
When I started preaching, they got on their feet. They would get to shout. I've never seen a shout in a film. It goes through so many people are depressed. They ain't hearing the word. And we preach the 23rd of the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. David cried out. See, and I want to tell people, when you cry out, God don't send his angels. God sent a holy man, a holy woman to lift you up.
That's right.
You can't be doing no wrong and thank God gonna send or the devil come. And what's wrong now, we have so much of devil going on, somebody got to stand up and declare God's word. And I think tonight, going out of 22, going into 23, a lot of you don't even know you're sick, you're gonna get healed. Some of you don't know where to go, but I'm going to tell you tonight, God is a healer. And whatever God took, he going to restore. Whatever the devil took, Dr. Coleman, he's going to give it back to you 100%.
Yes, Lord.
Talk
thank
to
you.
A lady in Louisiana. They got the first black woman down in Houma, Louisiana. She come from Grambling, young lady. And she was a doctor. They made her the first mayor. God is changing things, people. God is taking evil, turning it around.
That's right.
God is turning things around. It's going to be wars and rumors of war. But only trust in God. When you trust in God tonight, the devil can't do you no harm because he's going to die. Because he said the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, eternal life. And I want you tonight that listen, hold on to God, I'm changing hands. Hold on in the midst. Hold on. Your healing come in a glass of water. Your healing might come in a cup of coffee. Your healing will come in a word that speak. You can speak all is well. You can say all is well. See, God told Moses to hit the rock in the water came. Then he told Moses to speak to the rock in the water came. Oh, y'all don't hear me. So God might have a word for you tonight when he'll cancel. Cataract, tumor, high blood, low blood, kidney stone, blindness. God will give you a word. The man of God or the woman of God who says something to you will tell you all is well. You know, you don't back up from the word. You embrace the word because you're looking for a church. The church is in you, man. The church of God is in you. Keep your temple clean, and God going to heal you body, mind, soul, and spirit. Good God Almighty. I feel the Lord to thee.
Yes, sir.
Tonight.
Yes, he is.
As we go out of this, as we go out of this year, a lot of happening. Got people died of AIDS, cancer, bombing over in Russia over there. But God set high the blood. God ain't made no mistake. Whatever's going on, God is in control. Let me say it again. God is in control. If you can hold on to God, I'm changing him. I want to decree tonight your healing. I want to decree tonight your blessing. I want to decree tonight that God will open every door that's been closed. And your family, some people, they lost family members. But God left you him to testify that God is God and he's God by himself. Well, go on, them COVID, you know, in two time we got. We got 11:21 here. I think it's 12 o'clock in Detroit, I think. But go ahead on, them COVID, bring us another short message.
Mm-hmm.
And a song.
All right. What's happening in the Middle East now? You know who's children? That's Abraham. And what you call a son, they fighting over in there. That would be rumors of war.
Uh-huh.
There's a battling over there. But the Lord's going to straighten it all out. After a while. Just a while, he's going to do it. And like he did it for them, he can do it for you. It's no secret what God can do. What he has done for others, he'll do it for you. The same God that made Moses out of the Red Sea, the same God that parted the water, the same God that told them I'd give them bread from heaven, same God that turned two fishes and five loaves of bread, fed 5,000 men besides the women
and the children.
Two little fishes and five loaves of bread. That is a mighty God, ain't it? Well, he can make so little out of so much. And you that are out there in radio land don't have nothing, but God can make that little. Or you won't run out like the woman told him, fix me something to eat. Elijah told him, fix me something to eat. He said, well, we just got enough, oh man of God, for me and my son, and we're going to die. Elijah told him, you fix me something for it. And he fixed him a little cake, and he said, now you go and feed yourself. And he stayed there for 6 months and the food didn't run out.
Amen.
He would pour out, he would pour in. The Lord is there. If you dip out, God will dip in. You can't be God given, no matter how you try. Yes, God is good. And a son got sick. Elijah was there with him. A son got sick. And she went to him and said, "Oh, man of God, my son is sick. He dead." He said, "Where he at?" He upstairs. He went upstairs and bowed down on him 3 times and said, "The Lord said, bring him back." And the Lord, he come back with him. He said, "Here's your son." God is good.
Amen.
I remember when Jesus was coming, like y'all was at that funeral yesterday. The God was, God is able, met this weeping widow, woman crying, a lonely son in the casket. He said, "What is this here?" He met the funeral session and made it a revival. Told him to get up, boy, and go on back.
Go back
to
home.
Your mama. He was weeping, but he started with joy. God is good. Then he met another man, a soldier. Said, "My servant is sick, and he's about to die. And I know you as God. I done heard about it." He told a man, touched the man's eye. He was blind from birth, but he went seeing. "I know the man that laid at the pool for 38 years. You told him, do you want to be made whole? You that listen to me, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to come out of that position? Do you want to do the right thing? Do you want to quit drugs? Do you want to stop lying? Do you want to stop being a gangbanger? You want to stop using drugs? I tell you, tell Jesus, hey, I'm out. Lord, use me."
Amen.
Told the man, "Well, take up your bed and walk. Go on and walk." The man taking up his bed and walk. And they said, "Well, what's he doing?" Well, he said, "He's been there for 38 years. What a mighty God that we serve. If you want to get rid of something, turn it over to Jesus. He's telling you what you want to do." Hallelujah. And the man that was blind, they go, big Jesus said, "Listen, this man Jesus healing a man on the Sabbath day." Jesus said, "I am the Sabbath day."
Amen.
"Every day is my day. Would you, with your heart fall in the lake, would you let him stay in there until Sunday? Man, what's wrong with you? Well, Moses' law, we ain't welcome out of Moses' law. I'm talking about God's law. I am what I am. I'm the Son of God."
Mm-hmm.
"I came here."
Amen.
"To fulfill all the law."
Yes.
"Don't tell me about what Moses' law was. Don't do this. I am. I was there when Moses was down there putting the law in. I was sitting on the right-hand side of my father. Me and my father's one, and I'm here to hear and save all of you from your sin. I came to you to save you."
Amen.
"So just listen to me. The Lord is able to make a way out of no way. I don't care what kind of shape you're in. The Lord is able to touch your body right now. He's right here now. He got a spirit, got an angel. You can see him yelling around you. Oh, he's been watching over you all your life."
Amen.
"That plane is watching over you. Still here. You know you should have been dead and gone, but some way, somehow, the Lord takes you and makes you behold a brand new day. And we thank you. We almost to make it in 2023. I know we're going to make it."
Yes.
Hallelujah. "I can feel him moving around. Whatever my weak voice is at, the Lord is able to go in that house and touch that woman."
Amen.
Touch them husband. I know you was in the touching business. You was able to make a way.
Out of no way.
Out of no way.
Amen.
I just want to thank God for me being able to do something for somebody else. If I can help, I'll take you. If I can help somebody along my way, getting my living.
Same.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here.
Say it, doctor.
I'm glad to be able to say thank you, Jesus, for another day, Johnny. We ain't got too long to wait to 2023 get here. But we on the way. Hallelujah. What a mighty God that we serve. He's a good God.
Amen.
He's a faithful God. He delivered me.
He delivered
me. And I'm saved.
I'm saved.
He rescue me.
Say it.
And I'm saying, he picked me up and turned me all around.
I'm saved.
And now I'm heaven bound. And I'm saved.
I'm saved.
Thank God. I'm saved. He sure delivered me.
I'm saved.
Oh, Bishop, he delivered me. 1934, and I'm saved.
Say it.
I'm still here. So many of my friends are gone.
Yes.
But I'm still here to tell the story that he's alive. Bishop, AI is gone. Attitude, all of it going on. But we still here. Kevin, God, throw it all.
I'm saved.
He's real. Jesus.
He's real.
He's
real to me. Hallelujah. He's real.
Oh, yes. He gave me
thank you.
So many people doubt him.
Thank you.
But I can't live without him.
That is why
I love him so. He's so real to me.
Yes, he is.
In the morning, he's real. In the evening, he's real. Midnight hour, he real.
Yes.
Oh, he real. He's real to me.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
He's real.
He give me a victory.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, so many doubt him. But I can't live without him. And while I love him so, Jesus is real to me.
Thank you, Dr. Coleman, for that. And it's 11:30 now. But I got to say this. I can feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I feel something going out in the air, in the atmosphere, changing things around. I just want you to know what all you've been through in 22, your friends died. You couldn't talk to nobody. But God is still in control.
That's right.
And I want you to know tonight, if you just hold your head up, if you just call his name, he's real. And he'll make doors open up for you.
That's right.
I just know without a shadow of doubt, 2023 going to be a brand new walk. And God heals. Liver, lungs, and kidneys. Somebody been having kidney problems. Somebody been having heart problems. Let me tell you, I'm going to say this in tonight. Stroke is not normal. Heart attack is not normal. That's the working of the devil. But I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the power and the anointing of the night of the Holy Ghost. And God's going to come and do what he needs to do. And he's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I want to tell you, as Dr. Coleman was saying, he's real 24-7. Whatever you've done, you repent. Lord, forgive me, but save me. If God saved you, you can save somebody else. It's time for you to rise up. We're living in wicked and evil times. We're living in times where men would not acknowledge God is the divine law.
That's right. The divine law
is God's law, not man's law. Man can make all the law he wants to, but God is the judge of law.
God of
the wind, the God of the storm. Because can't nobody stop no flood, can't nobody stop no tornado, but God. So you got to cry out to God. When you cry out to God, you know, it's a lot of things that happen. We done seen in 2022. But God kept your eyes sharp. He kept your mind. You're not crazy. You're not laying in the funeral home. God left you here to say all is well. You got to tell your testimony. And you got to straighten up what's wrong. You got to say, wait a minute, it's time for you to change. Come off the dope. Come off the alcohol. Come out a load of bus. Come out of sin. And so I'm going up high. Come out of Lodabar.
Go ahead,
come out of Lodabar. God can heal you. God can bless your children. I don't care how bad they are, but once you put pride on them, they're going to change. Once you tell God on your husband, he's going to change. You tell God on your wife, she going to change. You tell God on your sister, your brother, they're going to change or they're going to get away from you. Glory, hallelujah. It's time for change. It's time to cancel out evil in your mind. See, the young man killed himself, the dancer. He didn't have nobody to talk to. Because if you with God, you ain't going to kill yourself. Look at the widow woman. She said, I got one whole cake. I'm going to eat it and die. The prophet said, now give it to me. And when he gave that whole cake to the prophet, a son got sick. Dr. Coleman, the prophet went and brought him back. People knocked on the door, said, I need a little meal. She rushed in the cup, and it come from the bottom. I need a little oil. Her oil didn't run out.
That's right.
If you just hold on to God and change his hand tonight, going into 2023, you're going to be rich. You're going to be healthy. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. It's many people gone on. Dr. King. It's so many preachers gone on and so many prophets gone on, but God left us him to tell you all is well. Okay, go on, Dr. Coleman.
I can sing them now. I need thee, oh, I need thee.
Say
it, every hour, I really need him. Oh, bless me, me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. I need it more than I need my money. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, oh, my Savior, I come to thee. How many of y'all need him? I need him. Oh, I really need him.
Somebody need him tonight.
Yeah, every hour. I really need him. Oh, bless your children now, my Savior. Everybody listen to me. I come to thee. Bless everybody, Lord. That where my son and my boys at. Bless them one by one.
Yes.
Bless them with your strong arm protection. I know it's your neighbor to make a way out of no way. Go ahead, Bishop.
Well, I want to say this. We're getting close to the hour of change. Strange things happen at midnight.
That's right.
And at midnight, we're going to get rid of the old year and bring the new year in. Praise and God. I want you to continue to praise God. Strange things happen when men call on God. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob called on God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego called on God. They put him in the oven. But when they looked, there was nothing in the oven. Daniel in the lion's den called on God, and the lion's mouth got shut up. If you call on God tonight, woman, man, if you call on God, he will answer your prayer. I don't care what nobody said. You can't beat God's blessing. You can't beat God's giving. More that you give, God going to give back to you. Shake down, press together, running over in the bosom he going to give you. So I want you to get ready. As we get ready to change, everything changed. You got winter, summer, fall. And the change that happened in you, Yeah, you might have been a drunk last year. You might have been on dope. But going into 23, you're going to shake that off, cancel all that out. You might have been a big liar. You're going to cancel it out. You're going to cancel it out. Cancel all of that. Because you're going into a brand new year, a brand new man, a brand new woman, a brand new walk, a brand new talk. Glory, hallelujah. I want somebody to know what I'm talking about. Whatever you had last year, throw it away. I'm sick. No, I ain't sick. I got cancer. I ain't got no cancer because the God I serve will heal me quick, man. In a hurry. So I want to tell you tonight, wherever you listen at, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Minnesota, God, all over the world, God is a healer right now, not tomorrow. Man can say something, but God can back it up.
Yes,
I
want to
tell you, what all them people over in Ukraine that lost, but when God gets through, God's going to change all that around.
That's right.
And walls and rumors of walls. To man, repent and come to God.
That's right.
And they got to repent and come to God. At this hour of prayer, this hour of change, it's 11:39 right here in Chicago. We're still talking about the anointing oil. In some places, it's already 2023. But
all
then,
right.
We're still bringing it in. God's giving you an opportunity to repent. God giving you an opportunity to say, Lord, save me. Mama can't save me. Brother can't save me. Lord, save me. I done did all I can do for that boy because he don't listen. I done did all I can do for that girl. She's running the street. But put God on. You got to sit God on.
That's right.
I wish I had somebody. God is able. And I heard the song, soon and very soon, I'm going to see the King. I just hear that song in the spirit. Soon and very soon.
Soon and very soon. We are going to
see the King. Soon and very soon.
Soon and very soon.
We are going to see the King. Hallelujah.
Soon and very soon. We are going to meet the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we're going to meet the King. Yeah. Hallelujah. Soon, soon. We're going to
see the King
soon
and very soon.
We are going
to see the King. Hallelujah.
Soon and very soon. We are going to
see the King.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, when Dr. Scoble was singing that song, it's the Spirit saying, that God, that a lot of people have died. The folks died in 22. Lots of people said their friends died in 2022. They lost mothers, sisters, brothers, and people in the war, they died too. So a lot's been going on, but I heard the song soon and very soon.
We are going to meet the King.
God is on my door. I just feel a certain way tonight, Dr. Coleman, that God is touching somebody, and somebody been having a problem with their daughter, with their son. They want to give up. Don't give up. Give them to God.
That's right.
Get on your knees, the Lord, look at my daughter. Look at my son. Look at my family. It's so divided. Lord, touch right now. God is a good God. He works quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yes, sir.
I thought about when Dr. Coleman was reading out, we done lost so many. Ramsar, it's so many we done lost that gone on. And they standing looking. Now, they up in heaven looking, saying, how many going to stand for God?
That's right.
See, I want to say it to you tonight, as we go into this new year. Don't go in that new year with old things. God bring new stuff for you. And allow God bring new stuff for you and let God give you a new philosophy.
That's right.
Give you a new walk, a new talk. You know, like I told you, stop going to hell and get out of Lolabar. It's a peace and love and healing.
All right,
and God will touch you. You got to come out of Lolabar. Y'all got to come out of well, I'm this way, I'm going to be this way. No. He said the wages of sin is death.
Right.
But the gift of God, eternal life. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I said, not man. When you grasp God, whatever you need, whatever you want, God got. I thought about Bishop Gate Marmo. He said, just get in the way. God
right.
will do the rest. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
And Prophet Johnson said, in all that ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. You got, oh, I need to have somebody know. These
That's
are prophets
right.
that gone on, left a message with us. In all that ways, acknowledge God, he will. Huh? I wish I had somebody going into this new year. I'm excited. I'm motivated. I'm not holding on to no disease.
That's
I'm wear a mask. My mask is the Holy Ghost.
That's
my
right.
shout is with shout for God.
God.
I just want you to lift them hands up. I plead the blood of Jesus. And let his blood cover you, body, mind, soul. I'm more excited for 2023, the new year, because I know what God's going to do. He's going to bring some things to pass. Because those that walk with God, he's going to keep you in the land of living. He's going to keep you with food in your house. He's going to send the angels and the prophets and the saints to see about them that love him. Lord, I don't
All
know.
Right,
God just going to do that anyway. Wherever you at, it's 11:44. We're moving on. You know,
yeah.
it's just so good to know that those that testify to her is testifying. It's good.
And I'm so glad that ain't no big nobody going to heaven. Everybody is just a cult today. Everybody, all the old cult is gone. It don't make no difference. That's like that boy died in the alley. He got the Pope got to come up there and sit and wait till his name is called.
Right.
He's going to make it in. Bob Walter, great news leader, known all over the world. She's just as dead as a girl of on drugs. She got to go wait, too. Ain't no big eyes in them new.
Amen.
Everybody is equal. Everybody. Dr. King had to wait. Every movie star got to wait. You ain't no star up there no more. You was a star here, but you's a regular soul. Got to give an account of whatever you done did down here on earth. If you did good, you did good. If you did bad, you got a problem. God is just so good.
Amen.
Don't care how big you is. You got to leave here.
You got
money can't save you. Your police protection can't save you. Catholic churches can't save you. Millions of people crying loud for him, but he still had to go. Still had to go. What
God,
about God that we
serve? Like Dr. Coleman said, it's a song. When you get ready, you got to move. They should sing the quartet, you sing the song, you got to move. And I want to tell
right.
you tonight.
That's right.
You got to move.
You got to move. Oh, you got to move. You got to move. When the Lord
gets
ready,
you got to move.
You got to move. Oh, you may be high. You may be low. You may be rich. And you may
be poor.
But when the Lord gets ready,
you got to move.
Got to move. Yeah, you got to move. You got to move.
Yes, yes.
You got to move. Yes, you got to move when the Lord get ready. You got to move.
Mm.
Oh, you may be rich, you may be poor, you may be black, you may be white. When the Lord
get ready,
you got to move.
I want to thank God.
Yes,
you know, every time you sing, you get a little bit better, Doc. Take your glass of water.
That's
when
right.
you get through this service,
yeah,
you'll be healed.
Call,
yeah, that's right.
Like a phone bus.
Yeah.
I don't want to be blowing out too much. I'll do it another day.
See,
but
I'm gonna...
Lord, when we get in, when you get in there, when you get in there, when 2003 get there, so we'll be ready to fire up.
I want to tell y'all tonight, God is great. And God, and the Spirit told me that God's going to give you more of everything, more knowledge, more wisdom. And we got wars and rumors of wars. But, the Bible says, don't worry about the world, because the world is full of sin. Those that give their life to God, like the young lady said, she thought she had a stroke. When she got the hospital, she walked out on her own.
That's right.
I want to tell you tonight, whatever you think you got, you begin to say all is well. And don't be ashamed of confessing God. Just like Dr. Coleman said, you might be high, you might be low.
That's right.
But when God knock on your door, you got to go.
You
got to go.
I don't care how rich you is.
How rich.
How
poor. The man died in the alley, just like the man died in the castle. They all got to come to St. Peter. They got to come through St. Peter. They got to knock on that door.
The man in the alley died. They both got to go there and wait until their name is called. Poor got to sit there and wait too. Tell his name called.
That's right.
Ain't no, I'm big as this, I'm this. You ain't nothing there but another soul.
That's right, another soul in the eye of God.
That's right.
And that's what you got to understand. Some high, some low. But I want
right.
to tell you tonight, I'm motivated that God going to bring some things out.
That's right.
You know, it's so many people being killed and murdered, and God ain't pleased with that.
No.
But when God stepped down, how come you think there's floods and storms everywhere? Men disobedient to God. So you got
right.
to obey God. God's coming right. a whirlwind and a storm. Flood over here, storm over here. You know, what's that about? Why did it happen? Because men have turned his back from God and making his own law. Solomon and Gomorrah was destroyed because they didn't want to obey God. And that's what happened in the Bible.
Well, ever since then, I think you said that, ever since they've taken prayer out of school, they have been going on ever since.
That's right.
But I don't see them taking no homosexual out of school.
They look, it's a law, it's a divine law. It's a man and woman. Be fruitful. All this other stuff man made up. And man got to die for it. Let me tell you what he said. Do what the Bible says. The wages of sin is death. If you wage in sin, you're going to die and go to hell. I don't care how you look, how pretty you is. If the Supreme Court don't change, you're going to see some people stretched out. If the Congress don't change, death's going to fall. You're like a whirlwind in Democrats and Republicans. Because God says so. I didn't say so. He said the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, eternal life. Get ready to receive the anointing of God. I don't care where you're at. I don't care what the doctor said. You're going to die tomorrow. Because the doctor told one lady, you're going to die 2 days. The doctor was dead. The lady's still living now.
That's right.
You got to wait on God, man. You can't, you know, the doctor always give you bad news. Oh, you got cancer. You're going to die in 3 days. The boy called me and said, they got my mama on hospice. And what that mean? They ain't getting no medicine. Take and give some soup and get out of that thing. The woman's still living.
That's right.
You can't let man dictate to you. You got to let God dictate to you.
That's
and
right.
always seek another opinion. And the right opinion is God. Prayer.
Right.
Fasting and praying. And ask and plead. See, David, Dr. Coleman, fell on his knees. Fell on his face and cried out to God.
That's right.
A man after God's own heart. He cried out. And God hid him. Now, that was somebody, their death was on him, Dr. Coleman.
He got so happy God done heard his prayer. He went to dancing and pulling off all his clothes. He got bubbling at him.
And danced.
And his wife said, look at him. He gone crazy.
But he was happy with God.
That's
his,
right.
His level.
He danced and pulled off all his clothes, danced with God.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So he had done sin, and God forgave him for all his sin, and he just happened to sit in a CC cap.
Dr. Coleman, I want to say this in, and for the members, the listeners. You know, it was somebody sick, and God gave him 15 more years on the line. Who was that?
Hezekiah.
Hezekiah.
And he turned his head toward the wall.
Then they say he's finna die. But he called on God.
He's finna die. But he turned his head toward the wall. Said, Lord, give me some more time. Lord said, well, okay, he gave Hezekiah 15 more years.
So and now, if he did it for Hezekiah, he'll do it for me and you. Stop.
Oh, yeah.
Stop embracing death. Stop embracing sickness. Say, God, give me some more time to work.
Yeah.
And when God give you that time, don't go sit down and watch TV. Get up and talk to young folks. Get up and get out. I'm scared to get out. If you got the anointing of the Holy Ghost, can't nobody do nothing to you. Oh,
that's
hallelujah.
Right.
Hezekiah, call out.
That's right.
And he gave 15 more years, didn't he?
When man make a fool out of the doctor, well, he's supposed to be dead, but he's still alive. I don't see nothing. I ain't got nothing wrong with him now. I don't see it. God make him alive. See, I made him. You didn't make him. I made him.
That's right.
Some of the same ones say gonna die. Should he outlive the doctor? The doctor dead. Shit, he said, I see the doctor. He dies.
That's
I'm
right.
Still here. That's right. No secret what God can do.
There's no secret what God can do. And I want the people to know, going into 2023,
yes,
it's going to be successful for you.
Yeah, we're almost to make it to 23.
Yeah, you done made it this far. Hold on.
Got five more minutes, my wife.
Yeah, got five more minutes. That's right.
We'll be made in 2023.
Yeah, we'll be into a new year
that
I ain't never seen. A new year I never cursed in. A new year, I never lied in. A new year, I never backbite in, never whoremonger in. A new year, I call you.
I got to get a thumb and I said, this is a year I never lied in this year. I ain't never been no dumb in this year.
Yeah. This is a new year.
I ain't never told no lie this year.
That's right.
And then 2004, 2002, I was lying and dumb and did everything. But I'm holding now.
That's right.
And I ain't going to do nothing.
Amen. That's right. This is a new year.
Glory.
Hallelujah. I'm in a new year. I'm a new man. I'm a new woman.
I'm a new man.
That's right.
I'm a new man. I got a new what you call it.
That's right. God, you know, they had a song, Lay Your Burden Down. What did the song say? Down by the riverside, lay your burden down. Oh, they used to sing that song.
Yes, I'm going to lay down my burden
down by the riverside.
I'm going to lay my burden down by the riverside. I ain't going to study.
Ain't wall no more. Yes, Lord.
I ain't
going
to study wall no more.
Ain't going to study wall no more.
I ain't going to study.
Ain't wall no more.
I'm going to lay down all of my burden.
Down by the riverside.
Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. I'm going to lay all my burden down by the riverside. I ain't going to study, study wall no more.
See, that's a song that the old people used to sing back in the day.
That's right.
And they, at watch meeting tonight, see, they don't believe in watch meeting now. They believe in going dancing and getting drunk. He's coming out wrecking cars and all that other stuff.
It's, yeah, right.
As we in service tonight, you're going to hear about people that got shot. People within their house got shot. People driving the car over the cliff drunk. Because that's the tool of the devil. The devil come to kill him because he's a liar and a father of liars. So
that's
you
right.
got to understand that you can't be a part of what the devil doing. You got to lift the name up of the Almighty God. You got to let go and let God.
That's right.
Now, what time we got now? We got a couple more minutes. Okay, and I want you to get ready for your testimony for the new year. A year you ain't lied in. Yeah.
That's right.
A year you ain't lied in. A year you ain't, how are you sick in? You go in this year saying, I'm healed.
That's
going
right.
to year, so I'm happy. Some of
I'm
you
happy.
Sad.
I'm healed this year.
And some of you want to commit suicide because the man left you, the woman left you. You holler, you broke. I'm not broke because my father's rich.
That's right.
He got the cattle on a thousand hills. And you have not because you ask not.
We got to be careful when the police just stop you. Be obedient because they're going to start killing themselves.
Yeah, they're still killing themselves now.
If the one they stop you, you don't know what you want to. Well, I want to take him on out of me, too. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right.
And you know, they crazy now.
Seeing too much.
That's right.
And that's what happened.
That's right.
They had 35 police up here and killed themselves.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's something.
Yeah. 35 police, that's something. They killed themselves.
Yes.
Something going on. If they got God, God ain't going to let you kill yourself. He ain't that kind of God.
That's right.
If God ain't going to let you commit suicide, I'm going to kill myself because I ain't got no money. I'm going to kill myself because my wife left me. I'm going to kill myself because I ain't happy. Happy is being with God. I'm going to ask somebody. Know what I'm talking about.
They done made it to the 12 o'clock mark. Said the nigga, I hear a little popping something up out here. Way off distance.
Yeah, they shooting me gun.
You can hear it wherever you at. I know somebody.
I'm popping the gun. I'm popping them gun.
Yes,
yeah. That's what they're doing. They should be on their knees praising God, thanking God.
That's right. And I thank God that me made it in 2003.
That's right. It's 11:59 here.
Yeah, that's right. We were right here. We were talking about preaching about God. We wasn't at the mountain, but we was on the phone here preaching, getting out in the air.
That's right.
Oh,
getting
my
out
God. And you wouldn't have called me, I'd have been in there asleep. I'd have slept through it. But I ain't got, I'm in there now, so I got to watch myself now. I ain't did no sin in this year. I ain't getting no lying, Peter.
That's right.
So we got to see the marvelous. Listen, I'm pure this year. I'm holy this year.
That's
I ain't
right.
did no lying. So don't you start lying to me, because I ain't going to lie to you.
I did no lies, no sex, no nothing. I've been just standing with God. Amen.
That's right.
I hear the guns popping. Let me see what time it is.
It's
12 o'clock now.
Yeah,
I'm gonna bring Dr. Coleman in another sermon. We're gonna have them to open up the testimony. I'm gonna say this in. I'm so glad to be in 2023. Go on, Rem Coleman.
What do you want me to do now,
Donnie? Sing and do a little preaching in the new year. You ain't preaching last year. That was last year. Now this is new year.
Yeah.
Bring a sermon.
I call your attention to the book of the Hebrew boy. They say the God that we serve is able to deliver me from the fiery furnace. King said, if you don't bow down for me, I'm going to make that fire harder, 10 times harder than it ought to be. King's boy said, Hebrew boy said, okay, do what you want to do, Cain. The God I serve, he's able to deliver me. So they did likewise. They opened the furnace door up and made it hot. When they opened it up, one of the soldiers fell dead. The heat was so hot. But he said, that's all right. Give me another soldier. So throw him in now. When they throw him in, the furnace, they forgot that Jesus had heard their prayer. When they sold him in there, Jesus had already brought a train of destruction in there waiting on them. When they got in there, Jesus rich and got the heat, put it in his left hand pocket, got the fire and put it in the other pocket. Then turned the thermostat on the wall, 72 degrees, where it should have been hot at, but it was 72 degrees in the furnace there. They walk around there dancing, praying, giving praises all night long. King said, open the door. Let's see what we got in there. See how much they burn them up. And a little noise, it'll be a little cold. And I said, well, that's all right. Open it up. And he said, look in there. Then we catch three in. Yeah, we catch three in. But the fourth one is in there. And he looked like the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Son of God and boarded a train was down there waiting on him. And I don't know what happened to him when he said, what happened to the Hebrew boys? I don't know. I don't know where the story go from there. I got to study, look that up and see what happened. King, I know he said, well, I got to be a God there. What I'm saying, don't care what we cry, we in. God can move in there and make everything right.
Amen.
Like, make it right. And I'm glad that he will deliver you in the time of trouble. So many, so much danger to be in, but we just don't know how much danger the Lord carries you around. Especially you, Bishop, the Lord has carried you around a lot of things. If you were shooting out in the middle of the street where them white boys would have shot you all to pieces, but the guns couldn't even shoot you, the Lord was just able. But thank you, we had to be here this day to talk about the goodness of God, 2023. We had to make it to 23. Couldn't let the nail stop us. We had to be here.
Amen.
I had to be here. I couldn't have been going and going on to sleep. But we had to be here on this phone for 2003 to talk about the goodness of God. What a mighty God that we serve.
Mighty God we serve.
The man that Jesus that walked upon this earth.
Mighty God.
Was sick and gave sight to the blind. Oh, he's just wonderful, Bishop. I can't say it. What all he and John, because he's just a miracle worker.
Amen.
He's still a worker. He's still moving now. Oh, he's just so wonderful. I can't get, if I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't tell you what he done did for me. What he done did for me and what he did to for my kids and my grandkids.
Amen.
Mighty God, we said, brother. I just thank God for it. Oh, he's good.
I thank God for your testimony. I'm going to open up the line again for them to testify the new year in. Some of you missed it, but now we're in 2023. This is 2023. You ought to say
something.
All right, you ought to say something for God. I'm going back to Arkansas, Henry. Now I'm going to 3547. That's in Michigan. The door is open. You got a testimony for 2023? I hear you. 3547, you're on there. And when she's getting herself together, it's good to say praise God right now. So many can't praise God.
That's
right. So many can't praise God. I'm at 3547. Sister Deborah, you on? Some of them might have went to sleep, but I hold that on. I'm going to Arkansas now. 5350, you on? 5350, you on?
Good morning.
Oh, we got somebody.
Thank God for all what he done did for me all through 22. And I thank him so much. He's been so good to me. He done did a whole lot for me. And I just thank him. And I hope he be with me all through 23.
God bless you. Thank you for that. Now, this is the young lady from Arkansas?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You ain't no
half-brother,
is you?
No. Okay, I'm here. I'm 86, 77. Your testimony for the new year, for 2023, 86, 77. Now, here's some noise, but I don't know. Let me go on. Let me move on.
I can't hear it neither. I just hear.
Yeah, a little noise. I'm going back to 8138. You on the air.
Oh, I thank God for bringing me into 2023. What a mighty God we serve. Yes, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for everything. Thank you, Father God, for bringing us into 2023. Amen.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, young lady. I'm going back to... Detroit 21-17. Now, you can give me your testimony now for 2023. You're on.
Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am so glad that I'm in the land of the living in 23.
Yes.
And
yes,
so many
yes.
of my peoples has gone on way
yes.
younger than me, and I never thought I'd
yes.
make it this far. But see, it wasn't me. It's the Lord that done brought me
my
through. And I just want to thank him for everything he done did for me, and I'm going to thank him for everything
yes.
he's going to do for me. And Lord, what a mighty God we serve. I mean, he's worthy to be praised.
Amen. I want to thank all in the test. I'm going to 3920. This is a lady says you had a stroke. Now you're in 2023. Your testimony can come out.
Yes,
you know,
I thank God. I thank God for my health and my strength, and I thank God for blessing me and my family for the new year. And I also want to thank you, Bishop, and I also want to thank the Reverend for the service. Me and my children are listening, and we are enjoying it. And I have to say, since we've been listening to the service, they are really calm now because they was loud and making all kind of noise, but you guys got their attention. So thank you, and God bless you.
Well, to all the kids, I baptized half of them. I done baptized all your kids, didn't
I? Yes, you did.
Yeah, I baptized
yes,
all your kids.
Yep, you baptized.
I know I baptized.
All
I baptized
seven.
All seven kids, then Coma. In,
oh, that's
I baptized every one of her kids. So I just thank
good.
God for you, young lady, and the kids. It's a blessing.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell everybody. It's a testimony that tonight, I'm so glad to testify that God kept me in the land of the living. So many people gone on. It's so many of your friends we know. I mean, Rev. Coleman knows so many. Rev. Coleman did so many films. I was talking to Alexander, did so many films. But God kept us to tell you all is well. 20.
Yeah, Bishop, I hate to tell you this. Bishop, all the creatures that we know is gone.
That's
all
right.
of them. All of them older than me. They all gone, man. All of them.
That's right.
Reverend Warren, Mac Neal. All of them guys gone in there.
Reverend Clay Evans.
Ross, Lucy Hall. The woman over here. Oh, man, they all gone.
And Church of God in Christ.
Father Hayes.
Yeah. Well, I know about 100 preachers done passed.
Oh, yeah.
More than that. But God kept us. And I want to let you know, and some preacher had a heart attack in the pulpit.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to show you tonight. God
is good. What we call them big preachers, but big churches, but they gone.
Mega churches, they gone.
We little preachers, we still here.
That's right. We still calling on the name of Jesus. I want to tell y'all tonight, everyone that listens tonight, I'm asking God for a special blessing for you. And I'm going to give a seed to our broadcast. I'm going to try to get Reverend Coleman on every week. Try to get him on, get him a part of the show where he can come on and preach. Now, he's retired from his church, but he's coming on this end. Well, he can preach to you. Tell your friend that I got a preacher coming on. He's going to preach and sing.
Yeah.
And that's going to help him. Because, see, you got to understand, anytime you lift the name of Jesus up, you're doing all right. And the devil can't come to you. Somebody got healed. While you were preaching, somebody got healed in their shoulder, and somebody had a pain in their chest. I've seen healing. And I want to tell you tonight, them headaches, they're gone. Somebody's been having a problem with their liver and lung. It's gone. Just hang on in now. 2023 going to bring you perfect health. 2023 going to move your enemies away from you because this is a prophecy that's going on. Now, Dr. Gomez, it's a song. I don't know if you know it. But it's a song they used to sing down south.
What it is?
And it's I feel good, good, good. Something about Jesus make it clear. I was in a service down in Louisiana, back in the woods, and a mother jumped on that song, and it been in my spirit. There's something about Jesus make me feel good. And I want to tell you tonight, I feel good, good, good.
I feel good, good, good.
That's it.
I feel good, good, good. There's something about the Jesus.
Make me feel good.
Make me feel good. Oh, I feel good,
good.
So good. I feel good, so good. Something by the name of Jesus make me feel good, make me feel good. Oh, he woke me up this morning. I make me feel so good.
Yes, yes, that's it.
Put me to sleep, make me feel so good. I feel good,
good.
So good. Something about the love of God
make me feel good.
So good.
Oh, hallelujah. I really
know a little bit of all of
it. You know something? The God have already blessed everyone been on the air. And
yeah.
Everyone that's been on tonight, they got a blessing. Yeah. They was at home. Wasn't nobody shooting at them. They didn't
that's
have
right.
an accident. And they family that. And the young lady said all the children was there. And I put a blessing on children. Where they'll stay in divine will of God. And
that's
I
right.
thank God for the healing. And I'm going to tell you, it's prayer 14. So we've been in the service. We've been with God for a minute. With
that's
God
right.
Almighty. This is a brand new year. I feel better already. I'm on the hop.
Right. I ain't did no preaching in 2 years.
But hey.
I ain't did no preaching and singing in 2 years. I said, look, y'all pray and go to sleep. I ain't been in the church. I go to the conference listen to them preach.
But, honey,
but I did more preaching tonight than I did in 2 years.
Well, the Spirit let you know.
He told me sometime beyond that, now I'm going on to sleep. I said, I ain't. But he said, yes, say a prayer. No, I'm going on. For something, when you said, I want you to sing something and pray for me, a little psalm a day, because I got plenty of time on that. And some said, you better get your ass on that, don't go on and get in that, do what the bishop tell you to do.
Well, see, God is
no, not at all. I said, the bishop ain't called yet, and it's 3 of this, and it's 10-something now. He said he going to call me at 10:30. I was ready to go. I said, if he don't call me, buddy, so I'm going to call him and say, why you stood me up, sir?
I was lying to you in 2022. Well, 2022,
yeah.
I can tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I'm in a
that's
new year now. I'm a brand
right.
new man.
Right.
Don't nobody make me sin because don't make me curse. I'm going to stay
right.
holy. Sanctified.
Don't you start like you said, I'm going to say, you know what you said in 23, we don't fold to do that other word. I don't even call that name.
That's right. We're going to stay holy.
Oh, Lucifer, Satan. Lucifer.
That's
I
right.
I don't call that name. Lucifer.
That's right.
Lucifer.
God is just good. I thank God for everybody to come on.
That's right. And all them boys that, my
yeah.
boys got on that went all down in Arkansas.
That's right. Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana.
That's why I'm with the Louisiana. Tennessee, can't nobody else say that. Marvin at the hour of sleep.
Well, I'm telling you to them, they can download on the internet and get it again. They can download. I'm going to get it for you where you can listen to it, Doc. I'm going to call and let you listen to it too, because it's on the internet. It's all over. Yes, it's all the way over in Africa. Over
oh,
in
I didn't know that.
Friends,
man,
all over the internet.
And I was coping, trying to do everything. I should have known. I should have got me a couple of holes and put some holes in there and put some water in here. But I wasn't doing. I was just doing a little something. Another, you know,
well,
aging you on. I was your deacon tonight. I
well, the lady said that. The lady says she wants to throw the phone. The lady says she wants to throw the phone through the. Thank you, preaching so hard.
That's right. You say, I heard you say, I want to throw my phone through that good God of mine.
That's
see that? Say, I wasn't doing nothing. Pray I got through to this lady. See
that's
that?
Right. The anointing of the Holy Ghost.
That's right. See? Never know. who you trust.
That's right. And that doesn't mean I like them to testify.
Yes.
Going into 2023, we're going to change our flow map to preaching and healing.
Yeah.
All that other stuff, I'm going to leave it alone. We're going to preach, heal, and deliver, and get testimony.
That's right. That's
people
right.
need help now.
Yeah.
They got kids been suicide.
That's
and,
right.
And young folks is killing themselves.
That's
then
right.
You got these drugs, these opiates. They had kids 13 overdose in school, grammar
That's
school.
Right.
So we got to bring them back to God.
That's right.
We got to demand prayer. I'm gonna have a letter wrote to Biden that we want to get prayer back in school.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write a letter that we want prayer back in school.
That's right.
That's the only thing gonna stop all this violence is prayer.
That's
Police
right.
can't stop it. The army can't stop it. God.
That's right.
To get
That's
in their life.
And to put prayer back in school.
Put prayer back in school.
Have no more killing in
school. All these kids that got guns. They don't know nothing about Sunday school, nothing about prayer. All they look at video games, and these video games now got homosexual stuff in it, and they got kids. You cut on your TV, and you're going to see, you cut on your TV, you're going to see five murders. Hollywood is presenting murder. Every picture, somebody got killed or got shot. So the young folks taking that and getting guns, they shooting. They're shooting their mama. One little boy shot his brother, got the gun out under the bed. This
yeah.
has to come to a stop. And I'm going, in 2023, I'm going to start to writing letters to the president, to the governor, writing letters to Washington. And them assault weapons got to go. Them guns, Dr. Coleman, young people got them kids got shot down in Texas. They were so cut up, you couldn't even identify them. You had to get a bit. Them guns knocked holes in their head, big as a hammer. Knocked their hands off. Knocked their arms out of the socket. That's how dangerous that was. So in 2023, we got to fight. And the
yeah.
fight is the word of God. Fight is ask for deliverance from God. And I want to thank everybody tonight that come on. And I know that God bless you. And I want you to get ready now. You know, I want you to give an offering for 20. Don't lie to me. I want you to give an offering for 2023. I want you to seed an offering. Go to my website, theseedofabrahamjoseph.com, or go to Cash Out. And you put the money sign and Bishop T, and I get it. Or go to my post office box 28, post box 28, 9097. If you want to give something to Rem Coleman, just put Rem Coleman's name on the letter. When it comes, I get it to him. Because he's going to be with us all this year doing something. I ain't going to let him sit down. I'm going to keep him busy with the word. Okay?
Yeah, all right.
See, God, this is what I'm going to say. Like, God, everybody God used, they were old.
That's
Abraham,
right.
Isaac, and Jacob. Look at Moses. Moses was 140 years old.
That's
he
right.
went back to tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And God told Moses, whatever you do, I'm backing you up. And Moses That's told him, say, it's going to be, Moses told him that if you don't let him go, the angel will come and kill all the firstborn.
That's right.
Before that, he parted the Red Sea when he got ready to go. Everything
right.
he said, he wasn't no junior. He was a senior.
That's right.
God worked with them. My mama too old. She got to go to old folks. Dad too old. That's the devil. God used you because you seasoned. God used seniors. But I'm a senior. I can't do too much. One guy come out. Here's the Pope. He retired.
Yeah, he was 95, I think.
Yeah, he retired. Well, they come and got him. You see that way in St. Peter.
That's right.
It's a lot as we preach, and when you cut on your knees in Detroit, in Mississippi, Arkansas, listen, you're going to find out somebody got killed.
Oh, yeah.
All over. When they cut their TV on, and it, in the morning, you're going to get the news. Somebody got shot. Somebody run off the road, accident, because they didn't obey God. And you can see,
yeah.
God kept you in the safety zone. He
That's
kept
right.
you
I'm
in your heart.
Preaching and singing all through.
All through the old year to the new year.
That's
year.
Right. That's right. I can say that. I go to stuff there and say, well, I don't know what you did on your new year, but I knew I was in service.
That's
on
right.
Air, preaching my boys all down in Arkansas, everywhere, preaching on their behalf.
That's right.
Been testifying, and people calling me up, talking about how good Simon showed the form away. I shouting and feeling good.
And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, feeling good and God taking you to the next level.
That's right.
And I want people to know you ain't made no mistake with God.
No, you don't make no mistake with God.
And I want to say this, Dr. Coleman, all them that pray, they put some power on their life.
Yeah.
If a sickness that they had is gone, they might not know they had cramps. They might not know they were threatening a heart attack or stroke. But look at God.
Right.
God cleared up right then and there. I just want to say God is too intelligent to make a mistake. And we're into a new year. Good God Almighty.
Uh-huh.
Just think how many didn't make it. Young.
Yeah.
Old.
How many thousands didn't make it?
Yeah. All over London.
Now.
Yeah.
They gone in. Didn't make it. Just didn't even make it to 2003.
That's right. They didn't make it.
Didn't make it.
That's right. They didn't make it.
No.
See, and see, when you know that they didn't make it, so you got to understand God let you know He put you in a place where you can be able to tell people that you made it, and God kept you in the land of the living.
That's right.
Thank God for that. Mm-hmm. Now, let me see what time it is now. Good God Almighty. You know, I feel motivated. Getting me a little food. I haven't ate since last year.
Yes, almost 12:30.
Yeah, I ain't nothing since last year, brother. I haven't had no coffee or nothing since last year.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I'm gonna make me some tea.
Yeah, I'm gonna make me a cup of tea soon as we get off the air.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play Dr. King take the rest of the way. Dr. Coleman, I thank you, and I thank you. Y'all can hold on. I'm going to put Dr. King on.
Go ahead. Put him on.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burden both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages. America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check. I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation.